This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Aiman and Lynn. And joining us in the studio is Nadi Ramatrang for the Market Wrap. So today we're going to talk about tobacco and vaping products. That's favourite tobacco and vaping products, because Massachusetts has permanently banned the sale of these products, which includes menthol cigarettes. And they are the first US state to do so. And while President Donald Trump has yet to deliver on his promise to approve a national ban.
So Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has decided to take the bold action to sign the ban, as he doesn't see that the Trump administration is going to act decisively on the matter. And of course, the move comes after more than 200 suspected cases of vaping-related lung injury and 3 confirmed deaths in Massachusetts alone. So what the state ban does is it immediately limits the sale of flavored vaping products to licensed smoking bars, and this is for on-site consumption. And the same ban will apply for menthol cigarettes starting June 1st next year. The new law also has hailed praises from anti-smoking groups, but industry groups are also against it, with some companies considering going to court to challenge the law. Convenience store owners are especially objecting the ban on menthol cigarettes. This is because the product had escaped a federal crackdown on flavored cigarettes a decade ago.
So this new law also stems from pressure groups, right, who are arguing that menthol cigarettes are designed to make smoking more appealing, and that's really just one of the problems.
So menthols were actually excluded from New York City Council's legislation that was passed recently to ban flavored e-cigarettes, and this is because advocates argued that including menthols will drive consumers away of the from the regulated market and make them turn to illicit sellers. They're also saying that it could lead to harsh police enforcement in the black community because they consume more menthol and mint products than any other demographic. So, but recently there have been restrictions on the sale of menthols in convenience stores like in Boston and several communities in California. So the American Cancer Society says it is a critical move because more than 80% of teenagers who've ever used a tobacco product started with a flavored product. But some industry groups disagreed with this because they're saying menthol is legal adult products and that anti-tobacco groups are exploiting a youth vaping crisis.
So moving on to Bursa, Allianz Malaysia Berhad was among the top gainers on Bursa Malaysia earlier today. What's happening there?
Allianz Malaysia's net profit jumped 43% to 142.8 million ringgit in the third quarter ended in September, mainly due to life insurance segment. And this is on the back of increasing quarterly revenue, which rose 9% to 1.42 billion on higher gross earned premiums and investment income. The counter closed 60 cent at 14 ringgit 60 cent.
Nadira, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.